That's guitarist Cindy Cash Dollar from her CD of 2004 called Slideshow. And in fact, it was the title track, and I think you can hear why. Her slide guitar giving quite a show. She is this year's artist in residence for the biennial event known as El Nora, the Guitar Festival at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, which is September 5th through the 7th, with some affiliated events that precede that. And you heard her here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And I've had a couple of interviews this week previewing artists who are going to be coming to the festival, and we'll have many more next week. And on today's show, I thought we would sort of give an overview of the festival, courtesy of Tammy Kikta, who is in the what is the name of the department you're in?
I work in the director's office at Krannert Center, and I work with the programming that goes on at the
programming,
center.
Programming, that's what I was just.
Director Mike Ross.
Artists and so on. Since you are working so closely with Mike, you're much involved, I assume, in selecting some of the artists and advising on the selection and dealing with the artists when they get here to some degree.
That's correct.
And so it seemed like you would be a good person to tell us a little bit about the festival. It's the fifth festival.
This year is the fifth festival. It's almost hard to believe that we've done this. We're getting ready to do it for our fifth time. And, you know, each year each year, it's every other year festival. It's a biennial festival to start with. But we try to think of the complete range of artistry for the guitar. I mean, the guitar is one of the most versatile instruments that anyone could think about. You think of the different styles of musicianship, the portability of the instrument, the different kinds of guitars that, you know, from acoustic instruments to electric instruments to pedal steel to resonator guitars. I mean, there's so many different varieties, double neck guitars, triple neck guitars, bass instruments, you know.
Flying Vs,
flying
you actually made
Vs.
reference to yesterday.
It's such a universal instrument. It seems like every culture has some instrument that leads into the guitar, or their artistry can translate onto the guitar style of playing, and can be a melodic instrument. It can be a rhythm instrument.
It can be both at once.
It can be both at once, absolutely. And some of the artists have coming this year definitely demonstrate that. And certainly the artists that we've had over the course of 5 years, I think, really demonstrate the huge range of this great instrument.
Guitar is so ubiquitous that I have to admit that I have often felt like there must be something wrong with me that I can't play the guitar because so many people can play the guitar. You know, it might be at a rudimentary level, or it might be at some intermediate level, or like all the artists coming to El Nora who of course are at a very high level of proficiency in whatever their genre is.
Yeah, and experimental in nature, some of them. But yes, all of them are extremely proficient in one way or another. And I should say also, extremely interesting people. And I think that one of the interesting parts of El Nora is that people mingle around the artists and with each other, and it becomes this great community event, especially with so many events taking place in the lobby that are like our opening night, $5 to come and enjoy this evening with five high-profile guitar-based groups and activities for kids during the course of the evening, ways to celebrate the community in a variety of ways, including visual art. I don't know if you saw the paper yesterday, the newspaper, the News Gazette, where the Idea Store is actually creating this guitar on a fence, on a big cyclone fence, that it'll be a big guitar made from strips of cloth that have been form to create this. Many people may have seen
that. Will show somewhere. It'll be somewhere at the
Krenner Center. Yeah, it'll be on site in at Krenner Center. So we have a setup that's a little bit different this year. We have moved our tented food area to the southwest terrace of the center's vast complex there, instead of having it out front near the amphitheater for a variety of reasons. But it also allowed us to create an additional space. We were very disappointed last year when on opening night our activity out in the amphitheater actually got rained out. Not heavy rain, just enough.
Just enough, yeah. You know, 2 years ago.
That we wouldn't want to have somebody play 2 years ago, yes. So we were very conscious of that fact that we wanted to have performance take place in the amphitheater, but we also wanted to be certain that we would have a way for those artists to appear, because it was quite disappointing when we couldn't hear the opening night artists.
And of course, you bring some of these people in, and then they don't get to play, and it's such a disappointment.
It's a disappointment for everyone.
And a waste of money.
Well,
or at least it's a seeming loss of.
We're trusting that Mother Nature will be kind to us this year, and that we'll all be able to enjoy things both inside and outside.
Well, I don't have a forecast that goes that far, so I can't tell you at least what the University of Illinois meteorology.
We're listening very closely to the forecast these days.
Sure. Well, I opened up with playing some music by Cindy Cashdollar, who is being billed as your artist in residence. Last year's artist in residence was Luther Dickinson, who is actually
Last festival is
back with you. But what does it mean to be the artist in residence, and what is Cindy Cashdollar going to be doing this year?
You'll have a chance to see and hear Cindy Cashdollar on a variety of stages, performing with many of the artists who are part of the festival. I think one of the things that we look for with the artist in residence is an artist who has that ability to who has a keen musical imagination and an interest in this huge range of musical styles, but also has that ability to sit down and join in with the music making on a huge range of styles. And Luther Dickinson was one of those people that had that kind of ability. Cindy Cashdollar also has that ability. I mean, her performances have ranged from jazz to classical to folk to country to all these various different styles. Many people know her as a member of the group Asleep at the Wheels, but she's played with people like Bob Dylan. Jorma Kaukonen was one of the people that she's played with here at our own Elnora Festival. Daniel Lanois, Red Volkart. So I bring up his name because Cindy and Red Volkart were two artists who performed together in our very first guitar festival.
So is this her first time back then, or has she been
back since? No, actually, she has been back several times since then with various people. And she was here actually at our last festival as well. I brought a little cheat sheet because it's hard to remember from year to year who was here. But she did, she performed with Roy Block last festival. They did a concert at Stage 5 in the lobby that was just brilliant, and I think one of the things about this festival is that you get engaged in the concert experience that's taking place, and we basically kind of have to keep on a pretty tight time frame because we have so many artists appearing, but you feel like you're not getting enough of them. You know, you just want that experience to go on a long time. And I know that the Rory and Cindy experience last festival was one of those. People would have just loved to sit there and listen to them keep playing and keep playing. And you know, it's sort of unfortunate that we have to say, okay, no, it's somebody else's turn now.
Well, and people can go. I mean, there are ticketed events. There are those that are free.
That's right.
And so one could go, for example, on Saturday to a ticketed event by a guy we're going to play next, the flamenco guitarist Paco Peña in the Festival Theater, come out of there and go hear, well, I guess I did this wrong because Dan Zanes isn't playing that program for free, but Oh, okay. Well, let's take an hour later. 4 o'clock, Don Ross, Khaki King are performing in the Fullinger Great Hall. There's a ticket required for that. Then you come out, 5:30, and Cheryl Bailey and Vic Juris are doing the Hendrix Electric Ladyland Project for free in what's called Stage 5, which is to say the lobby.
The lobby,
yeah. In the lobby there. And a lot of cases where you can do something like that.
We definitely made a conscious effort this year to try and make a certain number of free performances kind of take place over the dinner hour, over the lunch hour, so that you can take advantage of getting a bite to eat and still listen while, you know, listen to some great music while you're eating and so forth. So we wanted that comfort level that people would feel like, oh, but there's an event that I want to go into that theater. When am I going to get a bite to eat? And we tried to build that in as we planned the festival this year. I should also mention that just to make it more comfortable for people, and because some of the events are sold out, we are doing some live streaming of the ticketed events that will stream. The streaming location is the Sonic Garden area, the tented area that's out on the Southwest Terrace. So you can always just kind of relax and kick back and still have a chance to enjoy.
So this is not streaming that you can find on your computer at home.
No, no, just internal
in the
to
event.
The center,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that would cost you a lot more to do that, I'm sure, to send it around the world. That would be a whole other story. Well, let's listen to the artist I just mentioned. He's from Spain, Paco Peña. I've heard the name without being certain that I've actually heard him. And he's going to be doing a solo recital on Saturday, the 7th, at 1 o'clock. We happen to have him here with a fellow from Argentina in duo named Eduardo Falú. Do you know this person?
I am not familiar with Eduardo Falú. I just have to say, Kevin,
it
happened to be a record, a recording that I had that I could pull quickly.
That's fine.
And come over.
Well, we get an idea. This piece is called Danza Cordobesa, which means to dance from Cordoba.
That's right. And Paco Peña hails from Cordoba. He's living in the United Kingdom these days, but he's, I think, back and forth quite a bit between his country of origin, Spain, and the UK.
Paco Peña and Eduardo Falú here on Live and Local. Paco Peña will be at El Nora, the Guitar Festival in Urbana next week. Danza Cordobesa, a performance by guitarists Paco Peña and Eduardo Falú here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Paco Peña will be giving a solo recital at the El Nora Guitar Festival at the Kranitz Center in Urbana next Saturday afternoon, which is to say not tomorrow, but Saturday, September 7th at 1 o'clock. And he will also be participating in the keynote interview, which we'll hear more about in just a moment. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guest today is Tammy Kichta from the Kranitz Center. And our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. So, Tammy, that keynote conversation, I guess that's how you're calling it, with Paco Peña will be conducted by Jason Vio, who is a wonderful, still youngish. I'm sure he'd be happy to be young. I just don't recall how old he is. Jason Vio, who will be on the show a week from yesterday. He'll be playing for us live, so that'll be nice.
Which is fabulous. I just wanted to mention a few words yet about Paco, and I think what will come out in the course of this interview is Paco is one of the eminent artists in the flamenco style right now. He has founded a flamenco school in his hometown of Cordoba. He actually is the artistic director of the Cordoba International Guitar Festival as well. A lot of the performance-based activity that he has done is about educating the world to the style of flamenco and in its complete range, the dance, the music, you know, the theatricality of it all. So I think that the conversation that he and Jason will have will focus, you know, not only on maybe a few things technical, but, you know, what is the flamenco style? What makes it different? But they'll certainly have an opportunity to talk about Paco's life, which has been a most interesting journey.
And since we've mentioned Jason Villar, I thought it might be just for the fun of it to play this particular recording that he's involved in. He's going to be doing his own, half of a recital. He's sharing a recital with a woman who was on the show yesterday, Anna Vidovich. And that will be the same day, on Saturday, 11 in the morning. So they'll each play a set, as it were. And that'll be in the Follinger Great Hall. Wonderful place to hear guitar, by the way.
Absolutely. Jason Vio was, it's been so fun to watch his growth over the years and watch his trajectory and his artistry and his interest level in working with a huge variety of musicians. Jason was one of the young artists who appeared on our Sunday Salon series back in 1998.
I'd forgotten that.
And it's a beautiful thing to be able to see how that artistry develops over the course of years.
Well, this this performance comes from a recording that he released just a couple of years ago. And since you said, I think you said collaborations, this is in collaboration with a fellow who I know reasonably well, who's also been on the show. He plays the bandoneon, which is, this is the connection, I suppose, which was completely accidental. Eduardo Falú, who we just heard playing, is from Argentina.
Yeah.
This is an Argentinian instrument, sort of, and it's by an Argentinian composer, Astor Piazzolla. This is called Bordello 1900 from a suite of four pieces called History of the Tango, Jason Vio and Julian Labro on the bandoneon. Music by Astor Piazzolla from his History of the Tango that's called Bordello, what did it say? Bordello 19, where did it go? 19, some year or another, 1900. I should have stuck with what I was going to say. Jason Vio, the guitarist, with bandoneon player Julian Labro. Jason Vio will be at El Nora, the Guitar Festival, the Krannert Center in Urbana, which runs next Thursday through Saturday. He'll be performing in a recital on Saturday, and as we mentioned earlier, conducting the keynote conversation with pianist, guitarist Paco Peña. My guest on Live and Local today is Tammy Kichta from the Krannert Center, and since we've said it many times and we'll keep saying it, El Nora, just remind folks, if they need reminding, or tell them if they never heard the answer before, who or what is El Nora, or was?
Well, of course, El Nora Krannert is one of the patrons of the center. Herman and Elnora Krannert were the generous donors who made the building of Krannert Center possible. Elnora herself was a musician and definitely a very artistic woman. And really, she was a guiding light and took a very active role in the development of Krannert Center, from the architectural plans to the way things, the appearance of the various theaters and so forth. And her guiding light and her great spirit led us to name the guitar festival after her. There was a little bit of a transition. We actually started out calling the festival the Wall-to-Wall Guitar Festival.
I remember.
And for a couple of years, it went under that moniker. And we determined that it was a sort of a generic sort of moniker, because you could find wall-to-wall festivals of all sorts of different instruments all around the country, all around the world. And we wanted to choose something that would be distinctive to this festival and memorable and connected to the center, to the community in some very strong way. And Elnora seemed a fitting choice for that.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a wall-to-wall guitar festival somewhere else, too.
I'm certain that there must be.
We heard at the outset of the show today a slide guitarist, Cindy Cashdollar. And we have next also a slide guitarist who sounds nothing like Cindy Cashdollar.
Nothing like Cindy Cashdollar at all. In fact, he hails from India. Another very eminent artist coming to us from India. He plays Indian slide guitar, and he comes from a family of musicians, so his roots in the Indian music traditions are very deep, and his whole family, his brother plays tabla, who you'll be hearing perform with him here at Cranard Center for the Elnora Festival, as well as on the recording. And Debashish Bhattacharya will also be bringing his daughter with him, who is quite a fine singer, so she will join in some numbers as well. But it's a very interesting style of playing. It can definitely sort of cross the genres of Indian traditional style of music, jazz music, that whole blues folk type traditions. You might hear echoes of all of those as you listen to the music of Debashish Bhattacharya.
Which we will do right now. I was looking to see if we can tell, and I don't think we can, who's playing on which tracks, because he's got a number of featured guest artists on here, including his brother and daughter, as you mentioned. So I don't know who's playing on this particular one. This tune has the kind of curious title of Kirwani 1.5+8.5.
You know?
Any clue?
I don't have a clue what that means. But it will be interesting to talk to Debashish when he's here.
Find
won't
out.
It?
Debashish Bhattacharya here on Live and Local. Indian slide guitarist Debashish Bhattacharya and colleagues from their CD called Beyond the Ragasphere and the tune called Kirwani 1.5+8.5, if that's how it is said. And I couldn't find in their notes to this CD an explanation for that title, so you'll just have to use your imagination. You heard him on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. He's going to be at the Elnora Guitar Festival at the Cranard Center in Urbana, which runs next Thursday through Saturday. And I'm talking with Cranard Center's Tammy Kikta on today's program. You can take WILL, including this station, with you anywhere you go now, if you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android device, that is. The new WILL app is free and allows you to stream both our FM and AM stations, listen to past episodes of your favorite programs on demand, and much more. For more information about how to find the WILL radio app in the App Store or Google Play, visit our website at will.illinois.edu. On you had mentioned while we were actually listening to that music, Tammy, that
there's a couple opportunities actually for people to hear.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
Debashish Bhattacharya. He will be presenting a morning raga at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and then an evening raga late night in the Sonic Garden tent. So I think that there's kind of a beautiful bracketing of the day from Debashish Bhattacharya.
Very late night. About 11 o'clock.
Pretty late night.
Yeah. So, once those guys get going, they keep going.
They keep going.
It tends to be one big piece.
That's right.
Well, I was going to mention too. You said that he's some of the finger style guitar playing that can be heard at another concert that's happening also on Saturday. We accidentally really we're talking mostly about Saturday performances so far at the festival. And I don't know either of these artists myself, except having sampled a little bit online. Don Ross and Khaki King. What can you tell us about those folks?
So Kaki King actually has appeared in the Elnora Guitar Festival. She was also in the very first festival that we had. And so many people came away. She was very much of a discovery artist for a lot of people. They came away just amazed at the stylistic sort of integrity that she brings to her instrument, the imagination of the work that she presents on stage, how she uses her instrument a little bit percussively, as well as the adeptness at her fingerstyle playing. And Don Ross is Canadian. Don Ross is new to me. I'm looking forward to hearing his artistry. He hails from Montreal, has lived both here in the United States as well as Montreal. He has Scottish blood in him as well as First Nations blood, and he brings both of those elements to bear in some of his music making. But I think first and foremost, you'll hear a certain kind of energy in the way he picks at the strings, let's put it that way. So I think for both of these artists, they'll be very complementary in a concert setting.
Well, let's give a listen to Kaki King, just because that's what I happen to have queued up. I was reading online that on this CD, which is her most recent, it's called Glow, and there's no notes to the recording, but what I read online is that for some of the pieces, she rather than use reverberation in the recording process, she does something interesting to the instrument itself, which produces some sounds that I think are very much at work in the tune we're going
to
hear.
And people find it hard to believe it's just one instrument sometimes that's playing. When you're listening to some of these fingerstyle players, you think there's got to be more than one person playing that. And I think maybe on that recording, I don't know if in this particular selection, she also has been working lately with the string quartet, Ethel.
Yeah, not on
and,
this one.
And we were sort of hoping that a project that she is working on with Ethel, which is music of Vivaldi, would be ready in time to present during the course of Elnora, but that's not quite finished yet.
No,
So we're going to get to enjoy her solo artistry again.
Here she is. The tune is called Bowen Island.
Matthew Sean Fleming.
That's guitarist Don Ross from his CD called Live in Your Head. Interesting title. And the song, a tune called Jesse Helms' Night in Havana, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Before that, we heard Kaki King from her CD called Glow and the tune Bowen Island. They're going to be appearing on the same recital at the Krannert Center in Urbana next weekend during Elnora the Guitar Festival, the fifth such festival, and their performance is going to be Saturday at 4 o'clock. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guest from the Krannert Center is Tammy Kikta. And are they performing together, or are they performing separately on the same concert, or both?
They are performing separately on the same concert, but you never know what might happen.
Well, I know. I mean, that's one of the interesting things about Elnora is that sometimes you don't know what's going to happen, particularly when you have many of these artists play for a relatively short time, and then they have nothing else to do, really, so they can wander around and probably show up on other people's concerts
Sometimes they show up, they're invited, you know, by others to play on their concerts, you know. We have found them backstage jamming with each other, and that leads to saying, well, kind of, why don't you join me on stage for this? You'll see, you know, you might find yourself sitting next to one of, you know, an artist in a performance, because many of them like to attend the performances by the other artists there. It's something that they don't get a chance to do frequently. You know, they're constantly doing their own shows on the road, moving from one place to the next. And when they're in this kind of a setting where there's this concentrated, sort of compressed time frame of all these different performances taking place, it's stimulating for them as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. And of course, there's so much stimulation for the audience member, as we said earlier, to go from performance to performance. You can go and spend a lot of money if you want on, you know, all the paid tickets, or you can spend nothing if you want and just hang out for all the free ones.
That's right.
Or do some combination
of those things. And as I mentioned, we have comfortable places to listen. The Sonic Garden tent, where the live streaming of performances will be going on. We'll have some comfortable furniture there for people, not hard chairs. We'll also have tables, you know, so you can grab a bite to eat or something to drink while you're listening to some great music.
We've played mostly music that happens to be happening on Saturday, which is just happens to be what we did. But before we play something that will be heard on Friday, why don't you talk about a couple of the events that are happening before the festival officially starts?
Absolutely.
There's a two of those, I guess.
We do.
Or three.
So for us, the festival is actually starting on this coming Tuesday, September 3rd. And that is the evening where we recognize the incredible guitar talent in our own community. You know, it just amazes me if you get a chance to go out to the clubs around town or some of the various venues where people are performing music. You will hear such an incredible range of styles and some very, very fine artistry. And this season, Tim Donaldson of Timmy D and Blind Justice is kind of a blues and Western country styled sort of band. They are serving as the sort of house band for this evening, recognizing some of our local guitar heroes. So Tim Donaldson has invited Michael Carpenter of Decadence, Dyke Corson of Corson's Music, who's also a wonderful lap steel player, The Diva and the Dude, Kathy Harden and Andy Baylor, Tim Frazier, Sarah Hall, who happens to be the daughter of REO Speedwagon bass player Bruce Hall, David Howie and Lou DiBello, Megan Johns, Kaname Reese, Gloria Rubel and Paul Sabuco, and Brandon T. Washington, all to join him in performance. So that starts at 6:30 on Tuesday. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Just come on out and hang out. You're going to just hear a huge range of artistry. We have done this every year of the festival, had this special evening recognizing our local guitar heroes and different people every year, and it's really a fun evening.
And that one's free?
It's free. In the lobby of Krannert Center. And then on Wednesday, September 4th, Dyke Corson will be welcoming Cindy Cashdollar to his guitar store in Urbana, and there will be a chance to kind of Q&A and dialogue with Cindy. I think Dyke and Cindy will jam a little bit in the course of that. That'll be at 5 o'clock on Tuesday night at Corson Music Guitar Store in Urbana. And that will be followed by a wonderfully exciting event that will take place at the Art Theater Co-op. It's a screening of Bob Zimmerman's film Out of Nowhere, The Champagne Music Scene. And that's a documentary that follows some of the energy of an artistry that took place here in Champaign-Urbana from the 60s up through 2010. Features a lot of interviews with a lot of members from our community and some performance activity. And director Bob Zimmerman will be there for the screening. And he has asked a few of the artists who appear in the film to join him for a talk back afterwards. So we hope that you'll be able to come out to the Art Theater and see that as well.
So that's next Wednesday night, 7:30.
That's right.
Well, as long as you mentioned film, just really briefly, there is another film that is happening on, again, it's on Saturday,
it's on Saturday.
As it happens, of the festival, next Saturday, with guitarist Dan Zanes, who also does his Dan Zanes and Friends show for kids and families, which is going to be Saturday morning. But this is a Buster Keaton silent film.
A Buster Keaton.
How does it show up on a guitar festival?
Well, we have had, over the past 3 years, we've sort of had a little feature that we called Silent Film Live Guitar. And our co-curator in this guitar festival, David Spellman, had come up with this concept for the New York Guitar Festival that he also founded and curates. And so we've had the pleasure of working with some of the same artists and doing some of the same films that he had first presented in New York. In this case, it's Buster Keaton, you know, one of the greats of the silent film era. And this particular story has lent itself and particularly attracted Dan Zanes. So we'll have a chance to hear some live guitar playing as we watch that silent film.
And we'll have Dan Zanes on Live and Local. I believe he'll be here next Wednesday.
I should maybe mention that Dan Zanes will actually be here with us in town all week next week. And he is so wonderful about believing so strongly in the power of music making and to get people singing. And he will be visiting three different schools in town, spending a day at each of three different schools, and really working with some of the kids, doing a little bit of a song exchange with them, hoping to pick up on some of the songs that they know and like to sing, and hopefully getting them to sing along with some of the material that he will present to them. And he'll be working with some young guitarists and ukulele players. And so I think it's going to be a great week here with Dan Zanes.
Let me mention just sort of run down briefly what's happening on Friday, since we've sort of skipped over it largely. Or at least, although we've mentioned some of the names, Luther Dickinson and The Wandering will be on Friday next at 4 o'clock. Del Castillo, which is a Latin band.
Out of Boston, Texas.
Austin, Texas. I said Boston, Texas. Didn't know there was such a place. And I'm going to be having some of their members on the show next Friday. Jay Spaceman, who's a curious individual, will be also on that day. The John Schofield Uber Jam Band will be there as well. Buddy Guy. It's really hard not to mention Buddy Guy.
Yeah. I mean, one of the greats. And
I'm betting that's one that sold out.
It's pretty well
pretty
sold.
Pretty close. and then a duo called Buke and Gase.
Interesting duo that have created their own instruments. You can hear shades of bass ukulele in the Buke and guitar bass in Gase. So they've created their own instruments.
And finally, a group called L1011.
That's a duo, a little on the indie side of things. One of the artists is a percussionist. The other is a double neck guitar player. And so that'll also be a very kind of interesting and intriguing instrumental show.
And I skipped one, which I will tell you about in just a moment, but let me do some business here and say that our program today is supported by The Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're at 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. And I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. You'll be hearing classical music in this time slot on Monday, which is Labor Day. I'm taking that day off. And I want to say thanks to Tammy Kicktit for joining us from the Krannert Center. The Elnora Guitar Festival starts more or less Tuesday, with a vengeance on Thursday with the opening night party. You can get the complete schedule at krannertcenter.com. And there's going to be another sort of duo recital by a fellow from South Africa named Derek Gripper Friday at noon, joined by a fellow from Norway. I was going to say New Orleans for some reason, Andreas Ösa or some such
That's
pronunciation.
That's pretty good.
Thank
That's
you very
pretty
much.
Good, I think.
And he has a CD of Norwegian folk melodies that he calls Unu of which this is an example. Tammy, thanks very much for joining
us on
the show.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.